test is in four parts, part 1, part 2, part 3, and part 4. Now look at part 1.
You will hear a conversation between a customer and an advisor about evening courses. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 10.
Good afternoon, Belvoir Sports Center. How can I help?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling about the workshop on healthy eating. I'm really interested and I'd like a little more information, please.
Do you mean the Healthy Eating, Healthy Living workshops?
Yes, my wife mentioned them. I believe they teach you how to get a more balanced diet, what to eat and when and so forth.
Yes, that's the main idea. Well, first of all, as you may have already seen, they run every Saturday morning.
Fine. Is it open to all ages? My 15-year-old daughter is interested in attending, too.
That shouldn't be a problem. Any age from 12 upwards is welcome, though we do ask that under 16s be accompanied by an adult.
Not a problem. The whole family will be coming, I guess. What about cost?
Well, I think you'll find the fees very reasonable. It's £7.50 per person, but you could get a family ticket, two adults and two children, for only £20. I suppose your daughter could bring a friend along with her.
That's very reasonable indeed. And are they held in the sports center?
Not anymore. We've got a lot of people interested, so we've decided to hold them in the church hall. It's nearby. Just make sure you arrive 15 minutes before it starts.
Absolutely. 10:30, is it?
Yes, so we'd advise you to get there at about 10:15, if possible.
Not a problem at all. Could you give me the full address?
Yes, it's St. Peter's Church.
Right.
And that's on Streatham High Road.
Could you spell that, please?
Of course. It's Streatham High Road.
Excellent. Thanks.
I do need to tell you that there are some roadworks in the area, so at the moment you may need to leave a bit earlier.
Okay, can do. And just one more question. Is parking available nearby?
On a Saturday morning, there are plenty of spaces on the road. There's also a car park just opposite the church hall, and you shouldn't have any trouble finding a spot nearby.
Do I have to book in advance?
Yes, and you actually need to book by calling our events department.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Should I have called them instead of the main sports center number?
No, that's absolutely fine. It's just that I can't do the booking from here. I'll give you their direct number. It's 01539-55146.
Great, thank you.
That's all right. Just be aware that demand is very high, so if you're interested, you should call them today if possible.
Will do.
Lovely. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Actually, my wife said this would be the first of a series of workshops. What are the other workshops about, and when are they being held?
Yes, this is the first of a series of three workshops. They will be held on Saturday mornings, starting on the 3rd. You already know what the first one is, Healthy Eating, Healthy Living. It focuses on having a balanced diet and eating the right foods at the right time.
Yep.
The second is about cooking tips and recipes, if I'm not mistaken. Just let me take a look.
No problem.
Yes, the one on the 17th is called Smart Cooking. You'll get to learn some healthy recipes and everyday cooking strategies. And the third one is Conscious Food Shopping. It will discuss how, when, and where to buy your food.
That'll be the 24th, won't it?
Actually, no. The workshops happen every other week, so the last one will be on the 31st.
Got it. So what I'll do is call the events center straight away and book all three of them. They certainly all sound very interesting.
And they are. I will be attending the first two myself. Unfortunately, I couldn't get the day off work for the last one.
Sorry about that. Anyway, thank you ever so much for all your help.
You're more than welcome, sir. Thanks very much for ringing.
I suppose I'll see you on the third then. Bye.
Yes, see you soon. Bye.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now turns to part two.
You will hear a talk given by a staff manager to new staff at a summer camp. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 11 to 20.
Good morning and welcome, everybody. I'm Marissa Suarez, and I am the staff manager here at Spanish Village. We are expecting this year's Spanish camp to attract over 300 students from the ages of 7 to 17, ladies and gentlemen, and you are among the 35 extra staff recruited to help look after them. Now, to help things run smoothly, we have divided you into three teams: Barcelona, Madrid, and Marbella. So first I'll explain how the teams are divided up, and then we'll be handing out color-coded t-shirts with the names of your group so we can identify you more easily. First of all, those who will be looking after the extracurricular activities and handling all sports events, you will be in the red team, which is, let's see, Barcelona. Now, we've also put the office staff in the Barcelona group since they'll be offering support in some of the outdoor events, such as the Spanish market and our games competitions, or Juegos Locos, as some of our staff like to call them. Those of you involved in distributing our daily materials and installing equipment in the classrooms will be on the white team, which is Madrid, I think? Yes, that's correct. And we also put those of you who will be working in the kitchen and the cafes around the camp in the white team, so you'll be getting a white t-shirt as well. Now, most of our academic staff have been put in the Marbella group and will be getting a purple t-shirt. When I say most of our staff, I am excluding the junior assistant teachers who will be joining the red group because of their involvement in the afternoon activities. The rest of the academic staff, teachers and coordinators, myself included, will be in the purple group. Those of you responsible for cleaning and maintenance will join the white team, where you will be given guidance on directing the traffic in the car parks on the first and final days of each camping program. We had a couple of complaints about confusion in the car parks last summer, so we just want to make sure that drop-offs and pickups run more smoothly this year. Now, we'll all be working in different areas of the campsite this summer, and this is the main reason we're putting people with different skill sets on each team, so that you can all have each other's backs in case of, touch wood, an emergency or something like that. Right, now that everyone knows which team they belong to, we'll get on with the orientation and training program. First, I'll quickly run through our schedule for today, which you should have inside the welcome pack in front of you. That should give you a general idea of what else is in store for you today. You'll also find in your welcome pack a map of the camp, the names and photos of those responsible for each area of the program, some basic personal safety procedures for all the adventure activities, and, well, your supervisors will take you through the whole thing once you join your groups. Anyway, back to the timetable. This introduction finishes at 9, and then you'll be hearing from Carla Smith, who works in the accounts department. She's the one who looks after all temporary staff and the person to see if you have any problems regarding your wages. Carla will be explaining when and how you will get them. She will also be handing out your tax forms. I would just like to stress that all tax forms must be completed and returned before the end of the second week so that your pay can be processed on time. Following Carla's talk at 9:30, you will hear from Marcos Cazola, our Director of Operations, and he will be going over the map of the campsite with you, which will help you understand where and when everything will take place this summer. He will also explain our philosophy and mission as a Spanish language center and answer any questions you might have. He'll guide you through the security arrangements and show you the assembly points. Then, at 10:15, there'll be a coffee break in the staff canteen, which is located down by the duck pond. After the break, we'll be watching a video presentation, so instead of coming back here, I would like you all to go to the open cinema. Mr. Carzola will have discussed the map of the site with you, so I'm more than certain you'll have no problems finding the open cinema. In case you do, you can always find me in the staff canteen, and I'll walk with you to the location. The video was made by the local police and addresses important safety issues in the workplace and the local area, as some of you might want to explore its bars, clubs, and restaurants in your free time. We'll finish off the morning with a lunch break in the staff canteen, which should give everyone a chance to meet and get to know each other. And yes, we'll be serving you authentic Spanish food, so no roast beef or any other British delicacies. After lunch, you'll be divided up into your teams to meet your supervisors. If all goes according to plan, we'll be finished by 6 o'clock. It's a very long day today, so I won't delay you any longer. Let me hand the floor over to our next speaker.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now turns to part 3.
You will hear a conversation between two students. You have 30 seconds to look through questions 21 to 30.
Mark, don't you think Professor Whittaker is an excellent tutor? I find his lectures fascinating.
He's brilliant, Lydia. He's just one of those people. He could talk about the telephone directory and get us all excited about it.
And he's so demanding, but in a positive way, I mean. He just knows how to get the best out of our tutorial group without putting us under pressure. It's tough, but I'm learning so much.
I couldn't agree more.
We've been so lucky. Last year, Dr. Patterson was excellent as well. He was so charismatic and had such a good rapport with everyone in our group. I miss him.
Me too. Anyway, did you take lots of notes in the lecture?
Yes, I did. In fact, I didn't notice I had taken that many notes till I ran out of paper. Had to borrow some from Mindy, so look at this. My last page is tutti frutti pink.
Oh, that sounds just like Mindy. Well, I'm actually glad you've taken so many notes. I was so busy listening to what was being discussed that I hardly wrote anything down. Do you mind if I photocopy yours?
That might not be such a good idea. Half my notes are in Spanish. When I write too fast, I always end up writing in Spanglish.
Spanglish?
Half English, half Spanish. Spanglish, like the film.
No idea what you're talking about, but I think I can manage. After all, I took Spanish for 2 terms in Year 7. Let's have a look. Wow, you're so organised. It looks as if you've typed it up on a computer. Are you always so neat?
Yep.
And there's not much in Spanish. It's all in English here and... Okay, looks like it's all Spanglish from here on. Let me see. Not so sure I learned that much Spanish back in Year 7.
Sorry about that. Don't you keep careful notes? It's important.
I used to. Well, it depends on the lecture, I guess. It's just that if I'm genuinely interested, I just want to enjoy it, you know? Soak it in. But I don't think I'll forget Professor Whittaker's lecture today. Maybe some of the details will fade, but I'm pretty sure...
Don't worry. I always type up my notes after the lecture, so I can email you a copy when I've finished. Actually, I know you've got an excellent memory, so why don't you fill in anything I might have missed and then send it back to me? I was so busy taking notes that I might have focused too much on the details and missed the broader concept. I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about my notes.
Perfect. I'd love to do that.
Great. I'm such a detailed person. I need to have everything written down before I can actually put my brain to work and get the concepts clear in my head. In the end, I usually miss out on the bigger picture.
I'd say that's a strong quality. And I don't think you ever struggle to understand the point of our tutorials. You're one of the smartest people I know.
I'm not saying I don't understand things. It's just that I usually take longer than most in our tutorial group.
I'm the complete opposite, and that's a problem. If I start paying attention to details, I just clutter up my mind and get ridiculously frustrated. So what I do now is just sit back and enjoy what they have to say, and try to take in as much as I can, obviously.
Which is a lot, I bet. Shall we go to the library? I want to borrow that book Professor Whittaker mentioned.
Which one? He mentioned several.
The one by the Russian man. What was his name?
Dostoevsky. He was discussing the book Notes from the Underground. Pretty heavy reading, though. You really want to read it?
Absolutely. Professor Whittaker was really passionate about it. He made it sound very interesting. So, I guess I just want to find out what it's all about.
Oh, it's seriously depressing.
So you've read it. Did you understand what Whittaker meant when he talked about the book signifying a turning point in Dostoevsky's writing? How it's all about his disillusionment by the oppression of corruption within society.
And how he goes on to withdraw from society into the underground. Don't get me wrong, it's a fascinating book. It's a dark and politically charged novel, but gets quite full on. The main point I got from it is that the more intelligent you are, the less capable you are of ever being resolute and certain. Intellect does not allow you to rise above evolution or the anthill of society. It merely constrains you to a life of inner torment, indecision, and the realization of the limitations of being human.
Wow. Not an uplifting read for you, I take it.
I told you it was depressing.
Yes, maybe I should have a think about whether I'm fully psychologically prepared before I pick that one up. Shall we go and get something to eat in the meantime?
Pizza.
You read my mind.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.
Now turns to part 4.
You will hear a talk about teaching and planning language courses. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 31 to 40.
I don't want to study grammar and do boring exercises. I want to learn to speak the language so that I can actually talk to people in real life. This is what one of my students told me during our tutorials last year. It wasn't the first time I'd heard a student voice their frustrations with their lack of practical progress in learning how to speak a different language, and I'm sure it will not be the last. It's one of the most common observations we get at our language centre during our opening classes. When we ask new students about their expectations and needs, most claim they need the most help with their speaking skills. So, every term we have to reassure learners that they will speak a lot in class. Another thing I've noticed over the past 2 or 3 years is that teachers are unfortunately becoming increasingly busy. Particularly in a big city like this, where the cost of living is so high and English language teachers are in such high demand, many teachers end up working extremely long days with very full classes. Essentially, we have students who feel that they need more communicative lessons, and then, on the other side, busier teachers who do not always have the time to prepare more interactive and detailed lessons. Often, these teachers end up, whether willingly or not, delivering textbook-derived lessons. This is a significant issue, and we need to work towards a solution. Last year, I met a sales consultant from one of the leading publishers of global materials, and during her annual summer visit, she sold me on a new system, one which we will be rolling out today. This new course focuses on communication and will help our students to speak more without the added effort of looking for supplementary materials and sacrificing hours to rigorous lesson planning. It's all in here. Imagine how good it would be if all of us teachers, including myself, could actually meet students' language learning expectations without needing to look for support materials from a variety of other sources. How great would it be if the books themselves offered students opportunities to communicate? And how much better if we could offer teachers the required tools to promote communication in class? The main aim of this workshop is to enable teachers to evaluate course books and assess them from a communicative perspective. I believe that this can be invaluable for our professional development, especially for those of us who are only just getting started as language teachers. During the first part of this workshop, we're going to share our respective classroom issues and help each other develop a set of criteria for course book evaluation. I believe that we can really benefit from this development and revision. We will be looking into principles of learning and teaching communication, which can help us understand our students better and encourage our own development as teachers. Also, the investigation process and criteria analysis should give us a chance to broaden our strategies and methods of selecting course books from a more communicative perspective. I may choose to take these criteria and use them for further research, or as a professional project to help schools and fellow teachers identify and design materials that address learners' perceived or desired communicative needs. Secondly, it is important to mention that this workshop will help us think about both language teaching and learning. Does the course pack offer what most learners seem to ask for when enrolling at a language course? Does the same course pack give teachers the required tools to deliver communicative content? It will be extremely important for us to be able to analyze materials from a learner's perspective and take their communicative perceptions into consideration. Finally, another essential aspect of this workshop is that it will highlight the importance of analysing the whole course pack instead of just the textbooks. My experience has made me aware that most teachers, including myself, usually make their course pack selections based solely on the contents of the textbook. Other materials, such as resource packs, teaching procedures, websites and CD-ROMs, can be taken for granted, or even unexplored in many cases. It's not uncommon to find a teacher who is not entirely familiar with the course pack they have been using. As for the schools or language centres you work for, I believe they can benefit a great deal from your experience in this workshop. Establishing a set of criteria for future course pack selection procedures can be intriguing, and hopefully you'll leave the building today with a number of new strategies and procedures to allow you to do this.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.